about the idea, Tony, of going on vacation but not knowing where you're going?
You know, I spent some time thinking about this when I saw you brought this up as a topic, and I have a lot to say about it, actually.
Okay. We're looking for your thoughts as well. You can join the conversation on our Facebook page, shoot us a mobile app message, give us a call. Would you do it? Where would you absolutely hope you wouldn't go? Like, what are some thoughts you have on this?
There's a lot of places I absolutely wouldn't want to go.
What's the place you're really hoping for?
Like fall asleep and wake up in Pyongyang. Like, no thanks, you know.
I doubt that you'd be sent there.
I know, but...
But if the price is right, just getting away could be fun. We'll talk about that more later on this morning. You can join the conversation. No, okay. Not there. Okay. No. That might be one of the few places.
Nick's like, well, if the price is right, the beach is good. Let's go to North Korea.
No, I'm good there. Plus this morning, what is new in the world of movies, music, and TV shows this week? Got a pretty lengthy list we'll dive into later on this morning. And in Nick's nonsense... Another weird animal story.
Yes.
Two in a row. Yesterday we had snakes and trousers. Today we got something else.
Yeah. Again in pants?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Hi. Oh, yeah. Yep. And song in 60s on the way in a couple minutes, by the way. Tony, you got a song ready to go for
Let's
today?
Go.
All right, we'll get to that here in a couple minutes. Dua Lipa now on Mix It Away. Good morning and happy Tuesday.
Mix It Away. Good morning. It is the Morning Brew. It's Tony and Nick. It's time to play Song in 60. I got a song in my head. I'm going to try to give some clues. We'll try to figure out what the song is, and then we'll listen to the song.
Okay.
So here we go. The Song in 60 timer starts right now. Boy band.
Okay.
Boy band.
That's all I'm getting. Sure. Backstreet Boys, NSYNC.
Yes.
Which one?
Yes.
NSYNC?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Bye, bye, bye.
No.
Hold
on. Audio clue.
Oh. That's a first.
Audio clue.
Rip, tear.
Yes.
Tear it out of my heart.
Yes.
Wow. The audio clue. Very nice. How else can you do that?
First time audio clue here on Song in 60. And yes, it is tearing up my heart. It's NSYNC. Good morning. It's Mix 108.
Let's see what's new in the world of movies, music, and TV shows this week.
Isn't there only like one movie everybody's talking about this weekend?
Well, so what's funny is there's actually a lot of movies that are coming out this week.
Okay.
But in the Twin Ports area, there's only one new one that's going to pop up, and you know what one it is, right?
Yes, Twisters.
It is indeed Twisters. So,
the long-awaited follow-up to the
96
movie,
yeah.
Twister.
So just to quickly mention, some of the other movies that are coming out this week include a movie called Oddity, which is a horror thriller.
Okay.
That you might be interested in getting good reviews.
Yeah.
And then also there's an Alec Baldwin movie called Clear Cut that also is out this week, but we won't get to see those in the Twin Ports area. It's just Twisters. And I say that plurally because it's going to be in like several theaters around the area.
Oh, yeah.
I'm kind of excited, though.
I'm pumped.
So, as you mentioned, it is a sequel for the original movie. Now, there aren't, as far as anybody has said, any characters that have tie-ins to the first movie at all.
I'm convinced that there is, though.
I feel like we're going to find out that there will be.
Yeah.
So, the two main characters are played by the female lead is Daisy Edgar-Jones, and the male lead is Glenn Powell. So, it is a revisit to Tornado Alley in the sequel of sorts. Glenn Powell plays a wild social media storm chaser.
Yes. Calls himself the Tornado Wrangler.
If you feel it,
Jason!
And then, of course, Daisy Edgar-Jones plays a former storm chaser who's kind of brought back into the game. So it's kind of like the roles are reversed. Because that was, what's-his-face's character. He was a storm chaser that kind of got out of the game.
Yep.
And then, you know.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like they're reversing the roles and modernizing it a little bit. But that movie is out in theaters in the Twin Ports area this week.
It's getting pretty good reviews, too.
It is. I've read a couple reviews that say it's okay. But again, like when I think back on the original one, I don't know that it got like 5-star, 2-thumbs-up reviews either.
I'm not watching this movie for a huge plot anyways. I'm looking for, you know,
the visual,
fun, excitement,
fun.
Summer. Yeah, escape summer movie.
Yep. So we'll shift into music mode now, which just a quick mention. So the Twister soundtrack is going to come out with the movie, which there are
five CDs,
29 songs on this album. And it's a whole bunch of originals. Most of them are country music centered. So we're talking the likes of Thomas Rhett, Kane Brown, Bailey Zimmerman, Lainey Wilson, Shania Twain, Jelly Roll, Benson Boone, Luke Combs, Miranda Lambert, and a bunch of others.
No Van Halen,
unfortunately. Hey. Sorry. I know that was an amazing moment in the original movie. Yeah. So anyway, that's coming out this week. A couple other new music notes for you. Glass Animals, their new album, I Love You So Blanking Much,
okay,
comes out. That's their fourth studio album. Jimin from BTS, new album, second solo album called Muse, comes out on Friday. The new album is his follow-up to Face, which came out last year. And then the final note on the new music world is Childish Gambino. Donald Glover, his last album under that moniker is going to be this one, apparently.
That's what he says, yeah.
That's what he says, and it's also going to play a role as the soundtrack for an upcoming movie as well. Name of the album, Bando Stone and the New World.
Okay.
And then we'll head into the world of streaming. So Daisy Ridley is going to be in a new Disney Plus show, a movie that's hitting, this week. So it's called Young Woman and the Sea. So she plays the role of the first woman to swim across the English Channel.
Okay.
So that's going to be on Disney Plus on Friday. Another streaming movie, Dave Bautista, is going to be in a movie called My Spy, The Eternal City. He plays the role of a CIA agent, along with he and his co-star, caught up in a terrorist plot while on a trip to Italy.
Okay.
And then that's on Prime on Thursday, and a couple of streaming shows. Have you been watching Cobra Kai at all, Tony, on Netflix?
No, it's one of these shows that I've been meaning to watch, and I haven't watched any of them. I think I've watched one.
I haven't watched any, but I've heard great things.
Me too, yeah.
So it's one of those that I just keep meaning to want to check out. So
start together and then we should talk about it. Did you watch the episode?
So part one of the sixth and final season of Cobra Kai comes to Netflix at the end of this week.
How many seasons?
Six.
Dang.
And this is part one of two, because a lot of shows do that now where they do the final season in two parts. So that's what's going on there. And then one other streaming show of note, Natalie Portman is starring in her first TV series. It's an Apple TV Plus show called Lady in the Lake. So she plays the role of a bored housewife in the 1960s in Baltimore who leaves her family and becomes an investigative journalist because of an obsession with some local murders.
Okay.
That comes out on Friday.
Not about a sword?
No.
King.
No. Okay. But that's a good point.
Isn't that like the story of like the sword?
Something like that.
One of the kings and like the lady in the lake delivered the sword.
Yeah.
Excalibur?
Yeah.
Excalibur. Yes. Yeah.
There must be a tie to that somehow if that's the name of the show.
Yeah.
So that's what's new this week. Coming up here in a matter of minutes, Nick's nonsense, and that includes another story about animals in the pants. Because that's apparently the theme so far this week.
Let's hope this one's a furry one.
We'll find out. In a couple minutes. Wow. Thanks, Tony. That's coming up here at Mix at 08. Nick's nonsense on a Tuesday morning. So yesterday we had a story about a guy in China trying to smuggle over 100 snakes in his trousers.
Yeah.
Today we're stateside. We're in the United States. Columbus, Ohio. Officers in Ohio say they found a whole bunch of rodents in a guy's pants when they were to arrest him.
We're furry then.
It is furry. So you were concerned. Animals. You were questioning. Is it furry creatures? So apparently they wanted him for a string of burglaries that included a pet shop. And as they were investigating and arrested the guy, one of the police officers can be heard saying on body cam footage, "There's gerbils in there." In the guy's pants. They go on to say, "Multiple gerbils." So it all started around 2 a.m. last week on a Tuesday morning when police responded to a series of break-ins that included a famous footwear, a pet store, and a restaurant.
Did this with gerbils in his pants?
I don't know what order this was done in.
Okay.
We'll see if the story says so. The police rounded up. Apparently, there were some puppies and birds that had gotten out of the zoo because somebody smashed into the store, you know, and had rummaged around. Police tracked down the individual.
That's where he got the gerbils in.
This is a wild name. This guy's named Matthew Pancake.
Matt Pancake.
He was sleeping on a bench nearby. The 31-year-old was wearing a leopard print onesie, according to police.
If you're going to keep gerbils in your pants, you got to have a onesie on because...
Lots of room to move around.
Well, no, you don't want them to escape.
Oh, well, this is true.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point.
Put the crew socks over the unitard, and then they just crawl around.
Yep. So as they were arresting the guy, they discovered what they thought were gerbils in his pants. They
thought were gerbils in his pants?
Well, they turned out to be hamsters.
Oh, okay.
So, that's similar animals. The suspect's motives aren't clear at this time. One of the officers interviewed by police in Columbus said, "Very odd. We don't know what the individual is going through or why he did this, but at least we got him." So
we got him.
With a bunch of hamsters.
Were they like in bags or anything, or just crawling around inside his drawers?
They don't specify. It sounds like they were just crawling around up in there.
Crawling around. Careful how you say that.
Having free reign of his pants.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, in his pants.
Yeah, and there's Nick's nonsense for this morning. We'll see what's trending at the top in a couple minutes here. Nick's it away. Good morning.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX FM, Proctor Duluth Superior, a Town Square Media station.
Well, good morning and happy Tuesday. It's Nick Cooper and Tony Hart with you here. It is currently a beautiful 62 degrees. We'll call it maybe refreshing.
Yeah, it is a nice start to the morning. I will say that much.
Going to be a little breezier today, as you're seeing this morning. Some breeze blowing around out there. We'll get into the mid-70s, around 75 in the Twin Ports area today. Tomorrow, low 70s, mostly sunny. And then sunny again Thursday and Friday, and temperatures in the upper 70s to around 80 once again. And we're going to kind of stick around that into the weekend as well.
If you're in Superior this morning and you're driving to Duluth, remember that the Blatnik Bridge is closed this morning.
Coming from that way.
Coming to Duluth, yeah, yes, yeah. From Superior. So you're going to want to take the Bong Bridge. I can just see somebody in their car going, dang it. Flip around right now, as I did this morning, early this morning. And I was like, oh, that's right. All the way to the Bong Bridge I go. So so just keep that in mind as you're heading into work or whatever this morning. That
Was that yesterday and today, or today and tomorrow? Because it was 2 days.
It was closed yesterday as well.
Okay.
So and today. And I believe it reopens tomorrow if things go well.
I think it was supposed to only be 2 days.
Yes. If things go as planned, which the weather's been fine, so I'm sure they got their work done, it should be reopened tomorrow.
Okay.
Coming up here, we're going to talk about mystery travel. Would you take a mystery vacation? I got a lot to say about this, and other people have a lot to say about this as well.
Apparently so, like. Yeah.
So we'll talk about that. And one of the worst renditions, no, not one of the worst rendition of the Star Spangled Banner in the history of America was just performed last night. I mean, we've been through a lot in America this week.
Well, okay, at a high level.
I mean, we've been through, yeah. I mean, this isn't just at a... you know, high school football game. Yeah. This is at a big time event.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we've been through a lot the last week in America. We didn't need this last night. We'll share that with you coming up in just a little bit. Mix 108, good morning. And it is the Morning Brew. It's Tony and Nick. So it's like MLB All-Star Week, right?
Yep. All-Star Break.
All-Star Break, the baseball.
The actual game is tonight, I believe, but okay. The home run derby was last night.
So last night, as one of the events for the baseball All-Star game, they had their, like Nick said, their home run derby.
Yeah.
Classic event, right?
Oh, yeah.
So to kick off the home run derby. Like many sporting events, they have the Star Spangled Banner, correct?
Yes.
You have somebody come out and sing the old Star Spangled Banner.
The national anthem, yes.
Last night at the game, they picked...
Oh, Ingrid Andress, country singer, had a couple kind of hits.
But she's a professional singer.
Yeah, correct. That a name that people would know in the industry.
That has some Billboard hits.
Yeah.
And here's her rendition, ladies and gentlemen, of the Star Spangled Banner.
With broad stripes and bright stars.
Good start. I mean, decent.
The
no. Not really.
Or the ramparts we watched. Whoa. Were so gallantly streaming.
Okay, I mean, you're right. It's not terrible. It's not terrible.
It's kind of in her style.
Okay, it's not terrible, but just hold on.
And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air.
Oh. Naeed?
Yeah. So
is she trying to do something stylistically?
The answer is actually yes. So I saw there was a publication that described it as singing in cursive, which is like elongating vowels in singing.
Okay.
So she was doing it, but just not doing it very well.
That our flag was still there.
Jeez.
Say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave?
Brace yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. She's going for it.
For the land of the free.
If you've never actually heard her sing before, she can sing. This is her.
And she's got a nice voice.
Yeah, exactly.
For the land of the free.
She has an interesting choice there. Instead of going, she goes up, then she goes back down, and then she goes up again.
Yeah, well...
Oh, I'm sorry. That's got to go down as the worst rendition of the Star Spangled Banner in the history of that song. Worse than the Roseanne Barr.
What? Really?
Yeah, well, because I'm going to hold Roseanne Barr to, like, she's a comedian and she's not a singer.
Not a singer. Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, and she at least held a couple notes. Roseanne Barr did.
Roseanne kept it very simple. Whereas Ingrid was trying to like put a little salt and pepper on there, and it was
she put some salt, pepper, some garlic salt, some parsley, some cumin. It's all on there.
I think part of the problem, and I'm not necessarily defending her. But I feel like she was just trying a little too hard. Like, she pushed herself beyond her normal singing range a little bit.
And if you watch the video, it's not like she's got a look on her face like she knows something's wrong or...
Right.
I mean, she's got her eyes closed. She's singing like Kelly Clarkson in the finale of, you know, American Idol. She's just like, she's feeling it. And nobody else is the problem.
Yeah.
And the poor ball players on the field, these guys had
Had their heads down with their hats covering their faces from the camera.
Because the camera kept going to them and they're just like,
yeah,
they're kind of looking at each other.
There was
like,
one guy who had a smirk on his face at one point.
So, all right. Well, everybody's got a bad night. It's what I've heard a lot the last few weeks. Everybody's got a bad night from time to time. So we're just gonna count this as just a bad night.
For the land of the free. And the home of the
really brave. Bad night.
No. Mix, what a wait morning brew. Good morning and happy Tuesday. So how do you feel about the concept of just kind of letting someone plan a trip for you, if you will? You don't know where you're going, basically, until you get there. You do get to give some really loose suggestions as to where it is. This is a new travel trend.
Now, if you can give suggestions to be like, okay, I want to go somewhere with mountains and streams, do some fishing, da-da-da. So that doesn't seem so bad. That almost seems like what a travel agent would kind of do.
And that's actually what's funny is it's a resurgence in the travel agency world is kind of what this is all about.
See, originally I kind of thought it was like, okay, we're going to fly somewhere for like it's a 4-day vacation.
Right.
Here's what you need to pack. That's about it.
Okay. Not quite that. So you here's the thing. You can give suggestions. Like that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get all of it.
Okay. I like the this is one of these things. I like the concept.
Okay.
And I would probably watch somebody like doing it on a YouTube video, but I would never do it myself.
You'd never really.
Yeah.
So the idea is called mystery travel, and people are paying decent money to do this, to be surprised by.
I'm sure.
Just a travel planner.
Well, it's kind of like the mystery box trend, but at a whole bigger scale, I guess.
It is. So the idea is that you need to be kind of flexible, obviously, and you lean on a travel agent who takes care of booking the flight, hotel, restaurant reservations, anything you might do on this trip without your knowledge. You give them a couple generic preferences, like I mentioned, I want to go somewhere with a beach, and then they go from there, you know, warm weather and a beach. Or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, well, it sounds like what a travel agent has done for years and years. So
and that's basically
kind of what it is, I think.
Yeah, surprise. You mean TikTok maybe is trying to make something out of something that's been around for a while?
No, this isn't a recurring trend.
So this idea, this concept, people have been paying one particular agency a starting price of like $2,300 to plan something like this.
Hey,
Think about it. You know,
it's a smart move for like a struggling agency to try to do something like this. I love the concept. I could see a lot of people doing it. Not for me.
Just show up at the airport and you don't know exactly where you're going.
Yeah. Well, this has been I know Marcus does this now at the movie theater.
Oh,
like,
the mystery movie thing?
Yeah, they have their mystery movie Monday where they show you a mystery movie and they just say like, it's a rated R movie. That's it or whatever.
And not even like it's a comedy or anything
like that? No, they don't usually give you anything.
So just don't bring the kids or, you know, what?
I think it's usually rated R movies.
Okay.
But, they don't give you any information.
See, I would be open to this idea. The problem with it is, though, like if I'm going to spend that much money.
That's a lot. That's not a movie.
I want to know, I want to kind of play a role in shaping that a little bit. I don't have that much just disposable income laying around. But yeah, people that do, it's a neat idea.
Yeah, and I think that plays a lot into it as well as the money factor. Like you said, I mean, if I have a limited budget, I'm going to have to figure out my vacation around that budget, and I'm going to want to use that money for something I want to do.
Right. So let's say, for example, you're going to, I don't know. I'll use the example. Let's say you're going to L.A.
Okay.
And you really wanted to see the Hollywood Walk of Fame, but that wasn't part of what they booked.
Exactly.
Then you got to add it on. Then it's an extra expense.
And then what else did they book for you, too?
Right. So I can get, I don't know. I would be willing to give this a go, though. And looking at the comments we've got on our Facebook page, mixed opinions. Some people think it's a great idea. Some people definitely not a fan of the concept at all. So Chris, for example, said, nope, there are lots of popular vacation destinations that I have no desire to go to.
That's fair.
Okay. Because there's a lot of things that there's some that I want to check out, but there's some I'd rather end up just in the mountains for a couple days compared to some places.
Yeah.
Lori, yes. I'll just take sunshine and by the water. Okay.
Rihanna, man, she actually did this, huh?
Oh, I missed that one.
Okay, that was my 40th birthday, she said. I gave my sister a few destinations of where I would love to be for my 40th. My sister surprised me. I packed a bunch of stuff. We arrived at the airport. She told security to keep hush. She did all the checking in. Wow. I found out when we got to the gate. I had what I needed, and I knew if I needed anything else, I could be purchased. So fun. We ended up in Seattle is where they ended up.
It's a neat spot to end up.
Oh, sure.
Some other people that thought it was a great idea. Mike said, where do I sign up for this? It's amazing and exciting. Lindsay, absolutely. Sounds like a lot of fun.
See, I like how Rihanna did it, though, because she had somebody like her sister. So
that
somebody
knows
that
her.
Knows
her.
So I like that concept. Like,
okay.
Like if you were planning a family vacation and the rest of the family, like I planned it, but the rest of the family didn't know anything.
Sure. You know what they're going to be interested in. You kind of plan stuff
plan
for all
it
of
around
them.
That. Yeah, because you know them.
Sure.
That's a cool idea. I like that concept a little bit more than some rando that you don't know, just filling out a questionnaire. And,
yeah, based on a couple questions.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
Person's going to know you better.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I could
plan
this?
A hell of a trip for you, Nick.
Jeez. I kind of want to know what you have in mind. If you're willing to send me on one of those storm chasing adventures they do down in
I wouldn't do anything like that. It would be more like it. You know, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't even know, but yeah.
What do you think about this idea? What'd you do it? Have you done it? Do you have any stories, any thoughts? Let us know. Call us up 7402-MIX, hit us up on our mobile app, or join the conversation on Facebook. I've got the travel bug, man. I got an itch to just go and see places, so I'd be in on this.
You're all in, huh?
Yeah, I just got to find...
Well, I mean, for the right price, I will plan you a vacation. I'll be nice. You know, I'll...
For the right price. Those are the key words right there.
For the right price.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, geez. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. It's a Mix 108 Morning Brew. Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning and happy Tuesday. So would you take a vacation where you paid money up front for someone to plan a trip for you, but you don't know where you're going until you get there? Called mystery travel. It's becoming a bit of a trend. And I've been getting some folks on our Facebook page have been pretty dramatically saying yes or no and gotten some feedback on why.
This thought just came to me, so just amuse me.
Okay.
If you will. What if you kind of did this with AI? Just said, like, tell me a place to go on, but you have to tell yourself, I am 100% sticking to what they say. I want to go to a place that's, you know, kind of explain what you want to do on your vacation, sure. Then boom, they give you, like, a thing.
So the difference between that and this is you still have to then do the
booking. Well, you got to do the legwork to book and everything, I guess.
But true. Yeah, I mean, it's the same kind of concept. So the idea, if you missed it, we were talking about this before, is you basically tell a travel agent, I'm going to go somewhere with a beach. And they plan a beach trip for you. Take care of all the lodging, the travel, everything is all taken care of for you. You just show up at the airport with your bag, knowing you're going somewhere with a beach. So, asked this question yesterday on our Facebook page, and some people, for example, Adina said, no, wouldn't do it. I kind of asked, well, okay, so why wouldn't you do it? And Adina said, way too many unknowns. And I said, what if you at least knew you were going somewhere, like for the example, with a beach? And Adina said, well, okay, that would be okay. At least I had an idea of where I was going.
Yeah.
And some of the people that said yes, as they actually thought about where they would want to go, and some of them said, I'm pretty open-minded. So the people that are open to this idea are pretty adventurous folk from what I'm seeing on our Facebook page.
And honestly, when I take a vacation, I'm the type of person that, like, over-plans vacations, maybe. Like, I'll download all the, you know, like, we're going, you know, I'll download the apps. I'll make sure I got every, you know, all this stuff for whatever, you know.
So do you plan more than you can get to then, too?
Generally not. Okay. I think I'm good at that part of it. I'm a vacation planner, but.
You just got a lot of. You're ready.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, route plan, you know, whatever you want to do, you got to plan all that out.
Okay. See, and that usually, it depends on the type of trip for me, because if it's like a hiking trip, for example, you got to kind of know where you're going so you're not figuring out when you get there. So yeah. I'll have, similar to you, I'll have some apps downloaded and I'll have some ideas of the routes I want to travel.
Sure.
But if it's like a vacation to a city, for example, I'll have some highlights I know I want to hit. But then
I'll do some research, like what's in this town? Is there anything I need to see?
Right.
What's the tourist type things? You know, right. That type of stuff.
For sure.
Make reservations or get tickets in advance if you need to.
Because that is something I've done, the whole fly by the seat of your pants travel thing. It's fun. But there's certain things you're probably not going to be able to do because either they're sold out or maybe you find out that they're already closed for the day, the season, when you get there, whatever the case may be.
Sorry, folks, park's closed.
Exactly.
Don't want that.
You got to do a little planning. I've done that with a couple trips where I figured, oh, I'll be able to get there. Nope. And it wasn't like it wrecked the trip, but it just kind of...
Sure.
I don't know. So I'm what I'm gathering from this, Tony, is I'm a little bit more adventurous than you, but I do appreciate kind of having an idea of where I'm going with things.
But hey, whoa. But listen, if I were your age, single, sure. Not married, no kids like you are,
right?
I might act. Yeah.
Okay.
It changes the scenario a little bit.
Yeah. When you've got other people involved, that's valid.
Changes the scenario a little bit. So, you have a little more freedom maybe to do that in your life.
You make a good point. All right.
I mean, there has been times where, I mean, back in my 20s, like me and the boys would just get in the car and we'd just drive. Yeah. I mean, we'd end up who knows where.
Sure.
2 days later. Sounds crazy, but that's what you do when you're young.
What? I said in Topeka.
Where's that?
Kansas.
Okay. In Topeka? Oh, in Topeka.
Topeka, Kansas?
No. We ended up in Canada once.
Really?
Yeah, true story.
Oh, man. What part of Canada?
Toronto.
Jeez.
Yep.
That's
no,
not
no,
like...
No, 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 no. Winnipeg. My
okay,
bad. Winnipeg.
Say,
yeah, not
okay,
Toronto.
That's
yeah.
a little closer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Winnipeg. My bad.
Toronto, Winnipeg.
Okay, well,
that's the closer one. That's a good time. That's a good time.
Yeah,
been to Winnipeg before. It's a good trip.
Winnipeg rocks.
All right, good times. What do you think about this? Would you do a mystery trip? Would you maybe allow a family member or a friend to plan a trip for you? We talked about that earlier. Let us know. Hit us up on our mobile app. Give us a call, 740-TO-MIX. We'll see what's trending at the top in a couple of minutes here. Mix it away. Good morning.
Supply.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX-FM, Proctor Duluth Superior, a Town Square Media station.
8:03 on a Tuesday morning, 65 downtown Duluth right now at the Mixed Studios. A breeze, and we're going to see that breeze hanging out through the day today. Mostly sunny, breezy, and mid-70s today. Tomorrow, low to mid-70s. Mostly sunny. Thursday and Friday, sunny and upper 70s. Once again, could see some low 80s by the end of the week. And that's what we see again into the weekend with another chance, by the way, this weekend is a pop-up showers and storms. So just kind of have that in your the back of your mind as you're making your weekend plans. Might have to dodge inside for a little bit during one of those pop-up showers or storms.
There are over 1,200 unicyclists in Minnesota right now. The 21st Annual Unicycling World Convention and Championships, known as Unicon, is going down in Bemidji.
Of all places in Bemidji, is it so they can like reach up and high-five Paul Bunyan?
It started on Sunday, runs through July 26th. So this is like a huge convention, right?
I guess.
Like 12 days. Sanford Center is kind of the hub, but they're doing some events all over the Bemidji area. They stay at the college there.
Oh,
I believe that's where you went?
That's where I went to college.
So so they use the dorms there and they eat and stuff there, and then they unicycle around town and they have different competitions they do. Kind of cool.
It is kind of cool. I wish they would have brought that to town when I was in college. So, because I actually, during the summers, I worked for Residential Life kind of like as a hotel manager person in the dorms. Like, because they'd bring in soccer camps and stuff like that and see you help check people in and answer questions or whatever. So, I did that during a few summers. But that would have been awesome seeing them unicycle around campus and around town.
The last time the Unicon event was in the United States was in 2002 when it was in North Bend, Washington.
Wow.
Previous years, it was in, I think last year, it was in South Korea, and then it was in France. So it travels all around the world. This is a pretty big event.
How did Bemidji, of all places, land it?
Well, they said, I know, they gave several reasons behind it. They said the weather is perfect because it's not too hot, not too cold. It's good unicycling weather.
There's not a giant hill like Duluth. That probably wouldn't be good.
Everything is kind of close in Bemidji, so they can kind of, you know, unicycle from venue to venue really easily. And they said the facilities like Sanford Center and stuff.
It's a nice building.
Is perfect for what they need. So, unicyclists in town. And if you're interested in go checking out any of the events, all the events and competitions are free and open to the public. So they welcome everybody to come and watch the unicycle competitions, including like they have mountain unicycling.
Oh.
So like at Giant's Ridge up there, they're going to do they have like a unicycle mountain bike. Yeah, crazy.
Oh.
Yeah, the stuff they do on the unicycles.
Didn't guess that was a thing.
It is a thing. It is
a thing. Trip, let's hit Highway 2 and head over to Bemidji and watch them.
The event is held every 2 years. It has been in Minnesota before. Back in 1994, it was in Minneapolis.
Okay.
And it started back in 1984 in Syracuse, New York. So, Unicon. Unicyclists taking over Bemidji for the next couple weeks.
Unicon. Sounds like a Transformer, doesn't it?
Kind of, yeah.
Well, that's kind of fun. Good for Bemidji.
You want to read more, you can hit up the Mix 108 app or Mix108.com. Got links to all the schedule if you want to, you're interested to maybe go and check it out or whatever.
Nice. Tony, I know you've been working on cooking up a TikTok treasure.
Yeah, we got
today.
A good TikTok treasure. A wife suspects that her husband is cheating from minimal evidence, I would assume.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. You've heard it. Minimal evidence?
Yeah. Yeah.
If that's
questionable evidence.
Questionable evidence?
Yeah.
We'll talk about that and play the TikTok coming up here in just a few minutes on Mix 108.
The fish.
Where's me whiskey? Oh, it's time for Tony's TikTok treasures. Time to dig in the old chests and see what we can rustle up.
One wife suspects that her husband may be cheating on her because of his choice of color. Now, Nirvana is her name.
Okay.
And she is on TikTok. And this is what she has to say.
Okay, listen, I'm going to get my nails done today, and I'm a good wife, so I asked my husband what color he thinks I should get on my nails. His response to me was not at all what I expected, okay? I expected, like, a generic color. Pink, white, blue, green, even. It doesn't matter. But his response, the motherfucker said to me, either light blue or funny bunny.
Funny bunny.
What did you just say? How do you know those colors? Why is that so specific? Who are you cheating on me with? Who at your work has those color nails and now you want to put that on?
I did not see this twist coming.
No.
I was like, okay,
no.
I thought she was going to pick on him just for the color choices, but no, right to the cheating, which those are very specific colors, I must say.
Yeah.
On my nails, so I can touch you with those colors on my nails from the girl at work that you're probably cheating on me with all the colors on her nails? I don't think so. I hope you Googled those colors. You better have Googled those colors. I know somebody didn't tell you what those were. How do you know those colors and why was that so specific? I'm unwell. My chest is breaking out in hives. I'm sweating. I'm hot. I'm going to get the opposite of those colors. I'm not getting anything close to those colors. Just out of spite, I'm going to get black. I'm getting black nails because I'm not putting light blue or funny bunny on these because how the you know those colors? Why was it so specific? Okay, I got to go.
Okay, light blue is fine.
That one's understandable. It's still a generic color.
I don't know what funny bunny is, though.
I have no idea
what funny bunny is. 7402 Mix, tell us what funny bunny is. What is that color exactly? I'm thinking it's kind of like of a pink fluffy bunny like at Easter. So I'm going with like a pink color.
Some sort of a pastel-y color is my guess, too.
Yeah.
So here's my question. I wonder if in the moment she actually asked him, where do you know those colors from? Because, like, it's one thing to rant on a TikTok, but, you know, it's a good, you know. And I wonder what his answer was.
You're right, right. But yeah, she doesn't really follow up on this.
Right.
A lot of comments are saying, I didn't even know Funny Bunny was a color.
Neither did I.
I'm going to need an update on what is Funny Bunny. I'm Googling Funny Bunny right now, one person said.
I need to text a couple friends of mine, see if I can find out.
I may have to Google what.
Wild, though. I mean, it's a valid point. Like, how do you know that? What is that color? I mean, neither of us know what it is even.
One person commented, last time I asked my husband what color I should get on my nails, he said Bud Light Blue.
Okay, that...
See, that's a good response.
That's on brand. Yeah, okay. Please help us out. What is Funny Bunny? Anybody know?
Yeah, 7402-MIX is our phone number.
Let us know. Good morning, happy Tuesday. It's the Mix Early Morning Brew. Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. So thank you to Stephanie who let us know what Funny Bunny is.
Yeah, my daughter Rose texted me as well.
You also got another color suggestion.
Yeah. It's kind of like a white.
Yeah. I looked it up. Yeah. I'd say it's like a kind of a cream white from the looks of it. Like a little off white.
And then I went down the rabbit hole in TikTok and watched some Funny Bunny. You're supposed to mix two Funny Bunny with a bubble bath. And that's the bang color right there. That's the fire color. So if Mindy asks me, I'm going to go two Funny Bunny, one bubble bath.
Nice.
That's what I want for nail color.
And okay.
Divorce papers coming out.
Jeez. I was looking at some of the names.
I didn't know that specific.
Yeah. No kidding. Especially with the combination. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the deal.
I didn't know that's a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, Bob Ross is mixing paint colors. Why can't you on your fingernails,
You got to go Funny Bunny. With one coat of bubble bath. Two coats of Funny Bunny, one coat bubble bath.
So is bubble bath also a white?
It's a blue, it looks like. It's like a light blue, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. I was looking through some of the other colors, wild names. Glass slipper's a little bit more of like a white white as opposed to the creamy white, like Funny Bunny.
Bubble bath is like a pink.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Here's the funny bunny here.
Oh, okay.
Here, you can turn this.
Yep. Go ahead.
I don't know. Maybe it's not working. Anyways.
Okay.
Anyways, yeah. There. Yeah. That's the deal.
Okay. Now we know.
For the people that are wondering, go two funny bunny, one bubble bath, chrome topping.
There you go.
Chrome topping.
Well, a chrome.
Is it like a shiny finish? Like a shiny finish.
Okay.
That's the trend on TikTok. Everybody's losing their minds.
Tony can't speak coffee shop, but he can speak nail polish.
I can speak nail polish.
Put him in a coffee shop, and he's like, Vente something. I don't know what.
Take me to Ulta, and I'm like, where's that bubble bath and that funny bunny? Let's go.
Good for you. Coming up soon, music on the way from Taylor Swift, Harry Styles, and more. I'll come up here and mix it away. Good morning. Mix, what a way morning, Brew. Good morning, and happy Tuesday. Joined by Leah from WDIO. Hello.
Hi, sorry about that. I thought the board was still switching.
Oh, no. You were actually not on the air. I had you turned off until you said sorry. Okay, so good. Whatever you did, sorry. We didn't hear it.
You're just talking to yourself. Sorry about that.
So, good morning.
Yeah.
How's your day going so far?
Day's going good. We have a little bit of a jam-packed day here at WDIO. Have a little school talk with Justin, and then we're having a little work BBQ moment, so that'll be really fun, little
Who's
team
grilling?
Department bonding.
Who's grilling?
Oh, I don't know. I kind of hope Darren. I think I'm
going
to
Is Darren the grill master?
I don't know if he's coming back in for this, but it'd be fun if he was.
He better.
Well, I'm not on the planning committee of this one. But
you're just along for the ride. Committee.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every workplace has a.
Me and Naya are doing something cool. We're having double lunch today because then we're going to get lunch with the other morning ladies of the Northland. So Fox and Northern News Now.
Wow.
So we're having a little. I know.
Jeez.
It's going to be Anchorman.
It's like a NATO summit almost. What are you guys going to do?
The NATO summit or the Anchorman, whichever one.
The anchor lady lunch. I love this.
Yes.
I love this.
That's fantastic. So you're just eating. There's no plans for like a before or after meal activity or anything like that?
No, I think we're testing the water, see how it goes, and then maybe make it. I don't know. It'd be fun if it was like a
thing?
Every once in a while thing. Not like all the time, but.
Don't be sharing secrets now. I know.
Swap stories.
You know, those old school boss types don't like this, you know. They don't share secrets.
Well, we're just seeing young women in the industry.
I love this.
Friends.
No, that's great. I think it's great. I think it's great. Good for you guys.
Yeah. We are in an area where, there's friendly competition, but at the same time, like, you're all just doing your job and you're all people, and why not know each other and be friends too?
Yeah, people without the corporations attached to us. Getting to know the real Leah, the real Naya, the real Sydney, Natalie, and Maria.
Love it.
Not the morning faces.
Us radio people aren't like that.
No.
If you've ever met Zooch, you wouldn't want to hang out with them. So.
Well, me and Naya would love to hang out with you guys.
Thank you.
Just kidding. We should do something fun. And chat.
Yeah.
We literally were joking. We're like, we spend most of the morning show just coming up with plans for our week.
That's
from
all
the community events we find out about and everything. We're like, we're going to go to that one too.
See, that's a good way to spend your morning. All right. So I want to quickly bring this up on the air. We were talking about this beforehand. Through the course of the morning, we've been talking about the idea of going on a mystery trip. It's a thing that's apparently become a bit of a trend. Some travel agencies are actually leaning into this. But Tony brought up the idea of you could also probably use AI to like surprise me with a trip where I go hiking in the mountains. You know,
I love AI. That's so good. That's a good idea, too. Then you don't even have to like talk to anybody. Just like, let me put in these words, plan me a 4-day vacation.
I like you. You don't have to talk to anybody. Yes, thank God.
Just interface with the computer for a little bit. Yeah, it's okay.
Exactly.
So real quick.
Oh, that's so good.
You were talking about how you would be open to this idea. You're kind of an adventure seeker. You're open-minded to ideas and stuff.
Not married, kids, right?
Yeah, I was mentioning, as much as I love planning things to a T and like being a busy bee, I am also the most cheerful go with the flow person. And if I don't have to lift a finger, I won't. So
that's fair.
If that's an option on the table, price tag determining. I would be into it. If I just need to be able to pack ahead of time with the keywords I want in mind. Like I'm not bringing a bathing suit to the mountains if if I want a beach vacation, I would like to be
vibing. Right, you need to be specific clothing.
I have a little idea of what you need. So Tony brought up a good point. So he and I are in very different situations, and it sounds like you are as well. So Tony, married kids. Me, single, just exploring the world and just having a good time. I can go off on an adventure and not really care, whereas he's got to consider plans for the kids and for the wife, and is everyone going to have fun and everything else.
He has to be an activity coordinator.
Exactly.
Yeah. You and me, I'm fending for myself here. Having a good time. The people around me will be.
You guys can just take a week off, not tell anybody where you're going, just go.
Exactly.
Yeah, just have fun.
have done that before. It's actually kind of fun.
Good for you.
Yeah. So let's quickly. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I don't know if I've done it without nobody knowing where I'm going. I'm a little too chatty Cathy for that. But.
I guess not where literally nobody has any clue. Like, I'll at least mention to my parents, hey, I'm going to be out in Montana for a week. So that way, you know, if a bear finds me, they know. So.
Exactly. Find my friends. It always comes back to find my friends.
Exactly. So let's quickly talk about the weather situation. Really, there's not a lot to talk about, but nice conditions. But let's get the full forecast in here.
Yeah, we are going to start to see some nice conditions moving through. We'll see the arrival of some showers throughout the later parts of this afternoon and into the overnight, but nothing to worry about with those, if anything. Just, like, don't water your lawn, don't water your garden. Like, the rain will take care of that as it passes through quickly. Okay. We'll be seeing, like, less than a quarter of an inch from all of that. And then as we go into the next few days, tomorrow will be a cool day, a break from that crazy heat and humidity we've been seeing. We'll be in those low 70s with a nice northerly breeze. And then we're going to start to heat back up, and it'll remain dry for the next stretch into the weekend. So we're still looking bright. It's still going to be beautiful and a perfect kind of stretch of time to get outside where it's not going to be too muggy or too hot for you until the later parts of the weekend.
So I was going to say, you did use the phrase heat back up for the weekend. Are we talking like this last weekend where it was 90 and humid, or are we talking just warmer?
No, we're talking warmer. We're talking warm and sunny in those 80s, low 80s.
All right, that's not so bad.
I think this is manageable for everyone across the north.
Yeah, all right, we can work with that. You have a good day. Enjoy.
Thank you.
We'll talk again tomorrow. Too. Enjoy your lunches.
Yes.
I know. I'm so excited for all my lunches.
Looking forward to stories. All right, we'll talk to you later.
We'll be very full tomorrow.
Bye.
See ya. Bye, guys.
We'll kick off your workday 108 minutes commercial free. That includes music from Luke Combs, Post Malone, and more. All coming up here in Mix It Away. Good morning.